Now, because it's a Monday morning, I want to talk about naughty dreams.
Mm, we should talk about this every Monday.
One of my favourite hip-hop, Aussie hip-hop artists, Illy, released an album on Friday, and I'm not one to remember my dreams, but if I do, there's usually a catalyst for, like, why I'm thinking about that thing. And because he released this album on Friday, that's all I listened to after work. And so on Friday night, he edged his way into my subconscious, and I'm not surprised that it happened. I'm very pleased that it happened, to be fair.
Mm, yeah.
Would you like some details?
I would love some details, Dana.
Okay.
So this was your naughty dream with Australian rapper Illy.
There was a bed involved.
Yeah.
He was there. And all I'm going to say is there was glitter everywhere.
There was glitter everywhere.
Mm.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know.
I wonder what that means in your dream.
I have no idea.
See, it's weird how
it would be good to get a psychologist on to work their way into my psyche.
I agree. It's weird how dreams work, like how your subconscious works, because I'm not into older women, but I had a naughty dream quite recently about Dame Helen Mirren.
Dear Dame Helen Mirren. Yeah, she's going on 80.
I think she's about 70.
Okay.
She's pretty fit, though, and I know how it happened. I watched a movie called Red that had her and Bruce Willis in it, and she looked gorgeous in the movie, and it must have just, again, like it's in your case, edged its way into my subconscious, and I had a naughty dream about Helen Mirren.
Well, I put it up on socials because I'm so fascinated about this. 98.1 Power FM on Instagram, Sarah said she had one about Channing Tatum, which I completely understand.
Oh, because of the magic mic thing and stuff like that, yeah.
Wow, I can't even imagine the
okay, settle
vivid
down.
Visuals.
Settle down.
But Ellie said she had one about PM Scott Morrison. I wonder if this is like post-Hawaii, he's very relaxed, he hasn't been looking after the country.
No, it's got to be the in charge thing. He's the boss. He's in charge.
Yeah, that's potentially.
Yeah.
But this has got to be good. Let's go to Singleton now where Rach is. Rach, who was your naughty dream about?
I've had a naughty dream about my boss,
oh.
Which was awkward.
Your current
I'm
boss?
I'm married and everything and I don't have, I'm married, got kids, but, for some reason my boss comes up in my dreams a lot.
Yeah, so that's not actually that uncommon. I had an ex-girlfriend and she admitted to me that she used to dream about her boss a lot. There's something in that, like, that relationship. I don't
is it
know.
Like a power situation, do you think?
I think that's what it is. Like, he's the authority and then so I just go along with things.
Can I ask you another personal question? Is he even that attractive?
No, not at all. Not my type at all. Like, he's all right, but he's definitely not my type at all. And we do not have even a flirty relationship. It's purely work. We hardly even talk. He works, like, week on, week off. So I don't even really see him that often. But it kind of scares me, so I wonder if that's got something to do with it.
Oh, maybe it is that authority. Well, they are getting too graphic then, Rach. What scenario? Were you in a workplace scenario or...?
No, it's like he ends up being in my actual life. Like, the dream ends up being he, is like at work doing the grocery shopping together.
Oh, okay.
And go home together, like as if we're like in a full-blown relationship.
Oh, that's actually not really that naughty. That's actually quite wholesome. Like,
oh, no, we go home after the
show. Oh, yay!
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.